There are so many statements we just believe. Some because we want to.
Some because we just never questioned them.
We'll look at some of those statements today. And then for each one, we'll tell you
why it's a lie.
In another packed podgram, the common cold is caused by things like being out in the cold or having wet hair. Dolphins are the friendly puppy dogs of the ocean. And meteor, meteorite, meteoroid, they're all the same thing. Well, after reading a lot of stuff, now we can explain
why it's a lie.
The common cold is caused by cold weather or by wet hair in the cold. You know, the reason this podgram was late is because I had a wicked cold at the end of 2014 and into the beginning of 2015. But my cold was not caused by cold weather. It's people. You gotta tell them, it's people. Look at me making a reference even before my time. People spread the cold viruses, and they transfer them unknowingly to other susceptible humans. Ach, didn't go out with wet hair, you'll catch your death of cold, my grandmother would say. But just as the common cold has nothing to do with cold weather, this myth too is baseless. Studies have been conducted, and none could find a connection between cold weather, wet hair, and getting chilled. The real cause is the cold virus and cold flu virus survive in low humidity. And that's why it's more viable in winter or autumn. Also, your nasal passages are drier in the winter, so your schnoz is more vulnerable to viral infection. How about flying in an airplane makes you sick? Well, it does seem plausible that being up there trapped in a plane with other people, with pressurized air, it must at least increase your chances of catching a cold, which is not proven, right? You could be in a crowded place on Earth, a bus, a train. The chance is about the same if you're with a bunch of people. So it has nothing to do with flying or being on a plane. Now, if someone on your plane has a cold and is coughing all over the place, the result could be you catching it. So, you know, it is debatable. But that could happen in an elevator too, in a classroom, a hospital waiting room. Fun fact, the handrest on the aisle seat of your plane has more bacteria than on the handset and the window seat. Why? Well, people use it to steady themselves when they go in and out of the plane. Yeah, gross, I know. Slightly related myth? Antibiotics help cure the cold. Well, there's no real connection between antibiotics and the common cold. There's like 200 plus viruses that can cause cold. Antibiotics work on bacteria, not viruses. Now, you could develop a bacterial infection due to lowered immunity by the cold symptoms, but the doctor may advise you antibiotics to get rid of the bacterial infection. But it's not connected to cold caused by virus. How about this one? Feed a cold, starve a fever. Probably not. If you have a cold or flu, your body's immune system is under stress. It's busy fighting the persistent virus in your body, and it needs energy to keep the infection at bay. So, it's better to eat small and balanced meals with lots of fluids. You know, water, juice, and fruit juice, and even soup. Have fruits and vegetables that help provide vital nutrients to your immune system. Stuffing your face with processed foods or starving yourself, not as good an idea. Remember, do check with your doctor. Don't just totally accept health advice from some goof on a podcast, unless that goof says doctor before his name. And he's a doctor, not a other kind of something else doctor. When I was a kid, we were told to avoid drinking milk when we have a cold because it gums us up even more, causes more mucus. An Australia study has shown there's no connection between milk and mucus production, and one can safely consume milk when suffering from a common cold. Unless you normally have a problem with milk, remember when I said to check with your doctor? Hey, what about kissing? Does that spread the cold? Well, a little, yeah. But it spreads more from handshaking. That's why everyone says to wash your hands and sneeze into your elbow pit. Finally, what about drinking lots of alcohol? Can you pound back a bunch of whiskey and drink your cold away? Well, mostly no. Wait, you mean it might be a good idea to get totally hammered? Well, no. It is true that alcohol has a sterilizing effect, so it might help with some germs in your mouth. But the cold virus is in your respiratory tract, right? The alcohol you would drink enters the stomach through the gastrointestinal tract. So the problem is, instead of fighting the viruses, alcohol slows down the other body reactions and weakens the immune system. It's incompatible with many medications and leads to a bad liver. So, avoid lots of alcohol, as it won't cure your cold and may give rise to other complications. There was a story just recently about taking, you know, one shot of alcohol, and it might help you somehow. I honestly didn't really read it, and it was a preliminary thing, and, you know, I'll let you look that up if you want more info. All those cold myths, that's why they're lies. And remember, with any health-related questions, do talk to your doctor. Dolphins are super friendly all the time. Dolphins are helpful and kind. Well, we certainly thought that a few decades ago, but whoa! A couple years back, scientists discovered that dolphins are cruel, sadistic murderers. Well, certain batch anyways. How did they discover this? Well, they saw this batch of dolphins torture and kill porpoises. They saw them rape and kill them, and rape and kill other dolphins. Yeah, dolphin bullying. Why would they do this? Scientists don't know. Maybe they're a-holes. The dolphins, not the scientists. Is it violence or is it, you know, sexual? Remember that documentary where the lady, she was trying to teach the dolphin to speak, and she said that every once in a while the dolphin would just kind of rub against her and stuff, and so she said she had to resort to, pleasing the dolphin so they could get back to work? It was on Radiolab. It's a podcast. So that kind of sounds like the dolphin trained her a little bit, but anyway, according to the website listverse.com, the fact that dolphins have learned to get enjoyment out of killing may mean their intelligence up there, because there aren't many animals capable of such a thing, except maybe humans. Well, that's a downer, isn't it? Hey, I've got an idea. As Neil deGrasse Tyson suggests, let's keep looking up. A meteor is a meteorite is a meteoroid. They're all the same thing. Well, no, not really. Let's go through the definitions. A meteor. That's the flash of light that we see in the night sky when a small chunk of interplanetary rock or whatever is burning up as it passes into our atmosphere. Meteor refers to the flash of light caused by this debris, let's call it, not the debris itself. The meteor is the shooting star, the flash. This stuff itself, right, this debris, this interplanetary rock, is called a meteoroid, right? The stuff behind the flash, a meteoroid, is a piece of interplanetary matter that is smaller than a kilometer. Most of the time, it's only millimeters in size. Most meteoroids that enter Earth's atmosphere are really tiny, and they vaporize completely and never make it to Earth. Now, if any part of the meteoroid survives the journey through the atmosphere and then it lands on Earth's surface, lands like a poof, it hits Earth, it's called a meteorite. Now, as you can imagine, most meteorites are very small, ranging from a fraction of a gram, that's like the size of a pebble, to 100 kilograms or more. Let's review. The shooting star itself, meteor, the stuff itself that hasn't burned up, that's a meteoroid, and whatever makes it to Earth, that's a meteorite. Okay, if you have a lie that you'd like explored, please send it my way. Comment on iTunes, mark in all 5 stars. That'll be our code, so I know that you're super cool. You can search us up on Podomatic, and Why It's a Lie is on Facebook. Give it a like. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to
Why It's a Lie. Why It's a Lie. Created by Jim and helped out by friends like me. I'm Mark. Please subscribe to Why It's a Lie on iTunes and leave awesome reviews. Thanks for listening.